This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Massive globalist attack, but humanity is awakening and speaking out and resisting. The battle is joined. Thank you for joining us on this August 2nd, Sunday worldwide live transmission. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, in defiance of globalist attempts to shut us off so that we would not be on air during this critical time. Okay, it's now official. The United Nations is pushing global forced inoculations to be able to travel or have a job. That is as close as about 6 months away. We'll show you their statements. Also, the federal government is public about financing major universities in brainwash training with focus groups how to mislead people and pressure them into taking the deadly COVID-19 vaccine that doesn't even protect you from COVID-19. That's all coming up. Red flags soar as Big Pharma will be exempt from COVID-19 vaccine liability claims. Meanwhile, the UK government warns that the public is going to overthrow the government if they continue the lockdowns. That's what their internal studies show, and that's documented here. Christians beat Newsom in his own game. 500 people just show up on the beach for church services. Because the churches are closed in many areas, but not the Antifa rioters. They're good, Newsom says, as well as Cuomo. Meanwhile, Atlas gym owners in New Jersey break into their own business to let in customers. Again, violating New Jersey's coronavirus orders. And the same thing is happening in Germany. The same thing is happening all over Europe and the UK. People are refusing to submit to all of this. So that is the answer to their 1984 is 1776. Boom, the news gets even more incredible and even more amazing. All over the world, all over Europe and the United States, big crowds of people, hundreds and hundreds, come out and protest the globalist child kidnapping pedophile rings. It's happening in England. It's happening in Germany. It's happening in the United States, in places like Salt Lake City, in places like Arizona and Austin, Texas. It's happening. They're saying children's lives matter as we come together, not based on what color we are, but based on our spirit that has free will and is able to connect to the same creator. It is all coming up. And then something even crazier. Why do I have a home defense shotgun right here, 12 gauge? Why do I have a 9mm Glock right here? Well, it's because that's the answer to people trying to hurt you in your car, your home, and kill you. Your answer is when they come armed and point a weapon at you is to shoot them in the chest until they're on the ground and you're safe. Because officially, in Illinois, in Minnesota, in California, and other areas, attorney generals, mayors, and police chiefs are now saying, do not call the police if you're raped. These are public statements. These are videos. Rape is now good. Liberal, say, let men rape you. It's you're understanding now where they're going. These are Islamicists. Mayor Lightfoot Chicago has 139% increase in murder. And then this giant enchilada. It's on their local news. It's in the Minneapolis St. Paul paper. But here it is on Infowars.com. Minneapolis police tell residents to surrender to criminals. These are quotes. Be prepared to get robbed. These are quotes. Do not argue or fight with a criminal. Do as they say. Do not be armed in your home or car. Submit to them. The police aren't going to arrest them now. They're being disbanded. And their answer is submit. Well, you're not a police officer. You're not an American. You are a gelded Stockholm Syndrome globalist who wants crime to explode everywhere for a fall of the country, and then you're going to take over and set up permanent martial law. You know what you New World Order globalists are planning. You know you're trying to encourage this, the criminals to go wild. I I predict people aren't going to follow the garbage leftist rules, and a bunch of these attempted carjackers are going to die. We'll be right back. It's Sunday Live. Stay with us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, August 2nd, 2020 transmission. 92 days out from our fate, destiny, the globalists trying to take full control of the Republic. Well, if you're a TV viewer and not a radio listener, you probably noticed that I have a 12-gauge home defense shotgun right here, and also have a 9mm Glock to my left. Now, the shotguns for your house or for your car, depending on your state laws, you don't want to kill your neighbors. You want to have double-lock buckshot, so it kills the perpetrator, but doesn't go through, you know, too far, travel too far. Because after about 100 yards, it becomes a lot less lethal and doesn't have the penetrating power. Up close, nothing will blow somebody into pieces like, you know, 20 rounds of basically 22 ammunition. I guess this is what comes out of a buckshot, if my memory serves right. Then a little 9mm handgun here. This is good for your house, or also good for your car. And, you know, if you got organized communists and criminals like that, and there's a more organized attack on you, well, we've got other things, battle rifles to deal with that. And we got 50 cals, just in case they ever get the armored vehicles like we have. We're prepared because we understand the globalist threat, and then they have their way. They're going to bring us into a hot civil war and then literally send their Maoist brigades in to try to kill us. That's the real world, and, you know, people used to hear me talk about that. And they thought I was going too far, but now folks understand that we're not going too far, and they can really see the attempts at destabilizing things and overthrowing things. Let me read to you some headlines. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says he doesn't want police officers responding to rape calls. He has been accused many times of raping women and of other criminal activity. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, he said that on video. That's not taken out of context. Lori Lightfoot. See, Chicago, 139% increase in murder in just the last 2 months. Think about that. Now, look at this headline. And this is on Infowars.com. This is not a joke. This is an actual email sent out to everyone that had signed up in the last 20 years to the police email system to get alerts. Minneapolis police tell residents to surrender to criminals and be prepared to get robbed. Do not argue or fight with the criminal. Do as they say, reads the police email. That is on Infowars.com with a direct post to the email and the police department site where it actually says it. Nowhere does it say have a firearm. Nowhere does it tell you to have a taser. Nowhere does it tell you to have a stun gun. Nowhere does it tell you to have bear spray or a legal knife. No. You need to learn how to bend over properly. Now, this is what we talk about. Being psychological Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness, and the Overton window being moved to the point where we totally submit to tyranny and being oppressed. And the psychological war chiefs that run things are testing us to see what we'll put up with and what we'll do and what we'll go along with. The answer to this is to say, No, I'm not submitting. Amazon and Walmart and Piggly Wiggly are essential, but your coffee shop, your store, is not, and half the small businesses in America have shuttered their doors so far. Many never to reopen. There's an incredible video posted on InfoWars.com. Donald Trump's also tweeted it, our president, of 40 million Americans out of work, and the Jeff Bezos profits go straight up. Well, that's what the Club of Rome and Bilderberg Group and Davos have all talked about. In the new robot takeover, they build a system where humans are obsolete. And they just say, oh, because we're not building a future for you. Well, why would we let people build a future that isn't pro-human? That they claim is good for the earth and all this crap. These are just supervillains, ladies and gentlemen, that use psychology to control you. But the minute you become aware of that and understand that the ultra-rich are the ones pushing communism and socialism for you because they're exempt from an offshore, and the wage disparity and earning disparity has gone where the top 10% had half the wealth 30 years ago. Now it's the top one-tenth of 1%, not the 1%. But less than 100 people, actually, it's a tiny fraction, have more than half the wealth in the world. So they teach you, Bezos and Buffett and all of them are always, we need to raise taxes on rich people. They call that someone making $150,000 a year because they're exempt from it and siphon off in government programs and kickbacks. Bezos got $32 billion of the stimulus money. Most small businesses couldn't even ever get on the computer to log on. It wouldn't let them in. Some people tried thousands of times. And, of course, the government offices are closed, so you can't go complain. This is all a designed giant fraud. Trump's figured it out. He's trying to turn things back on. They're not letting him. But imagine Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says he doesn't want police officers responding to rape calls. He said that in a TV interview. In fact, this came out earlier in the week. I never played the clip. Guys, find that clip. I saw it last week. Because it dovetails with the Minnesota police saying, Minneapolis police, surrender to criminals and be prepared to get robbed. Do not argue or fight with a criminal, reads the email from the police chief. Think about that. Meanwhile, this is in Fox News. As of last night, we broke it here at InfoWars with the original report. Austin police warned of armed rioters planning to access buildings, reports armed gun trucks. They did try all that. They had gun trucks, but the police shadowed them and said, if you raise your firearms, prepare to die. And so Antifa pissed down their leg and scurried back off in the darkness. But meanwhile, in Portland, Oregon, leftists burned Bibles, U.S. flags in front of federal courthouses. That's right. All that video of them. Meanwhile, police rescue pig from Portland leftists who were planning to behead it in front of the police station. He's selling some really nice people, aren't they? But we're in the Stockholm Syndrome. We submit to it because they roll this communist globalist takeover in the shell, in the packaging that it's about empowering minorities, and we've got the UN saying we're going to have replacement migration, 200 million into France alone, 600 million to the U.S., and they're going to teach the people that aren't white when they come in that whiteness is bad and the West is bad, and Christianity is bad, and organize them politically around race while they beg and fight to get in here close to the white devils. But again, it's the globalists manipulating all this. Who are the paramilitary forces marching in the streets in the U.K.? Well, they are the African Liberation Movement, the African Emancipation Group, demanding that unlimited amounts of people be allowed to be brought in and have everything free. That's what George Soros is funding, why he funds the Zodiac boats and the debit cards for everybody to get in. And they're in the UK, and they're pissed, and they are attacking police, and they are God, and you better give them something. This is the class warfare. Could we bring in all these people from the third world and get along with them if they adopted Christianity and adopted the Western culture? Absolutely. If they're filled full of Western hate and filled full of New World Order George Soros crap, we will be destroyed, and we are being destroyed. And it's all the little white professor minders that are coming in and organizing the minorities to be race-based. It is a New World Order takedown. It's their embedded plan. We're idiots if we grovel to it. Go, I'm not racist. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm white. That only encourages the delusions of the types of idiots that buy into Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Now, continuing. We have to end the July sale today. I have a couple new specials we're going to launch tomorrow, but the free shipping will end tomorrow. I've got to up the price on the Privacy Pocket because we're just not making enough money on it at $19.95 to be able to, these are great units to be able to run the operation. And so that's going to go up in price tomorrow, $5. And I know you understand we need to fund the operation. We're going to have to end the bodies, 50% off, Living Defense, 50% off, Vaseline will be 50% off, Parable Force, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fuse, 50% off. All those are selling out. These others aren't selling out. We have enough to keep them on sale right now, more coming in for months. Survival Shield X2, X3, Lung Cleanse, Ultra 12, DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun Plus, Chill Force, Super Female Vitality, Biobrew Selenium, and Extendawise will stay on sale at 50% off, but not free shipping. We just have done the accounting, and it didn't bring in enough revenue. Thank you all for your support. These are great products you already need. Take action now. That's how we defeat the globalists. And spread the word about the live broadcast. Huge news straight ahead.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Four women have accused of raping or assaulting them. And it's okay, though, because he's got brown skin, so it's all right if he goes on TV and says abolish the police. And now says if somebody rapes you, don't call the police. Call a counselor. Here it is.
If you're a woman who's been a victim of a sexual assault and the assailant has ran away, wouldn't you rather talk to somebody who is trained in helping you deal with what you're dealing with, as opposed to somebody whose main training is that they know how to use a firearm, right?
And, of course, he loves Antifa as well. So let's explain. The police do not have a responsibility to protect us, and they can't. That's in the law. The police have a job that once a crime is committed, we hire them to bring the criminal, because we have evidence, to a magistrate and a court, and then they can be indicted so they can have a jury trial. And if you let people rape and murder, the rapist will commit 10, 20, 30 times the crime, especially, you know, in the Wild Wild West in a town, you'd have a lot of raping and killing, contrary to the Hollywood movies. Actually, very low crime rates in most areas. They had some crime zones. You'd have a street where it was prostitution and gambling and drinking. You might have somebody shot there every weekend. But you'd have five or six other streets where nothing ever happened. You know, in towns like Dodge or something that had like 20,000, 30,000, 100,000 people in it, depending on what year. But the idea of like the Westerns where there's shoot 'em ups every week, that's not true. In fact, shoot 'em ups were famous and got written about newspapers when they did happen because they were so rare. Big ones, like the OK Corral. That's like five or six people getting shot. Big deal compared to the numbers we see today in Chicago and other areas. If you don't have the right to defend yourself, though, crime becomes insane, like the French Revolution. The French didn't have a right to keep and bear arms and protect themselves. Only the nobility did. And so when criminals took over government, they estimate crime went up in France probably 30,000 percentage points. Went from being very rare to just blood in the streets, hundreds of thousands being killed every month, and just charnel house, devil worship, child molestation, human sacrificing. That's who ran the French Revolution, were devil worshipers. The Jacobins, look it up. The left-hand path, and then communism, and then Antifa, on record, comes out of that. So you wonder why they're devil worshiping and burning Bibles and killing animals and sacrifices in the streets and erecting statues to Satan. Because we've seen this movie before. And those of us that know history are fascinated by it. We want to learn more. We know what's going to happen next because we've read history. And history does what? It repeats. If it does anything. And now we're facing the very same thing. I mean, some days in France, it was estimated that 5,000 people would have their heads chopped off in one day. And it was mainly just people that even commoners that shot their mouths off to the devil worshipers. But let's just stop for a moment. This is Stockholm Syndrome. If you just call the counselor, well, they're going to call the police, maybe. But see, the police are saying they're not going to respond anymore in Minneapolis and other areas. So they're actually not going to respond. And they'll just tell you it's okay, whoever this is that raped you. And now he'll come back and do it again. You know what I'd tell a woman? If somebody came and raped you, I'd say call the police, prosecute them. And I said, go to a local gun shop that's highly rated and buy a $300, $400 revolver because it's very easy to use. And you're not going to have a problem as a first-time gun owner. And you go to the shooting range with somebody that sells it to you and take a couple lessons, and you'll load it up and shoot it and go, my God, this is, you know, easier than brushing my teeth. Women are just as good at shots as men statistically. In fact, a lot of times better. I mean, my wife's not even a big gun person. She shoots as good as I do with MP5, Remington 700s, shotguns. I mean, she'll be at 100 yards shooting through the same hole with my M4. Same hole. Oh, women shouldn't have that. Oh, little lady, you can't handle that. A woman should have a revolver until they get good with it, and then get yourself a regular handgun that has a few other functions to it. Period. And they want you to be helpless, though. You think about the evil of all over the country, Democrats who have armed guards. You know, in Minneapolis now, they have a huge multi-million-dollar budget for private security as they cut back the police force for the city council, their own private royal guard. They've got 24-hour guards at their dirty, filthy communist houses while they defund the police for everybody else, and the crime rate jumps over 150% in Minneapolis alone. 130-plus percent in Chicago. That's more than double. Think about these people. And Ilhan Omar, we'll play a clip of her in a moment. This monster saved from Somalia, where her slave trade family, by the way, was being destroyed by another tribe. She came here 2 years before Mogadishu and Black Hawk Down, and she attacks the men of the army in speeches and say they were killers and horrible and bad, literally trying to get food delivered to people under attack and being killed by the other main tribe. The scum of the earth. You save this monster. You take this viper, this scorpion to your breast, and it stings you. She wants you to have Stockholm Syndrome. Look up what it is. It's where you learn to submit to your abusers and learn helplessness. We'll talk more about it when we come back, but I got a bunch of COVID-19 news, a bunch of pedophile ring news, a bunch of the latest on Bill Clinton and the Epstein Island, caught red-handed there and trying to deny it. I mean, the wheels are coming off the New World Order, but imagine being a monster, a communist globalist monster who's never had a real job in her life, who siphoned off millions of dollars to all these different husbands she's got, and who says this country sucked when it scooped her up out of the most hellish country in Africa, probably the world, where they have sex slavery for women and their main system is still slavery and piracy, and we save her, and we elect her, and she attacks us. Listen to this monster.
Never stop saying, not only do we need to disinvest for in police, but we need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. Is rotten to the root. And so when we dismantle it, we get rid of that cancer and we allow for something beautiful to rise.
Oh, like Somalia?
And that reimagining allows us to figure out what public safety looks like for us.
That means her in charge of the police. You talk about frightening. You talk about delusional, crazy people, all funded by Gates, the UN, replacement migration. This is just a nightmare scenario, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. All right. We'll get more into this later. I've got to get into the huge news. Gates got caught with the federal government running a brainwashing camp where they're testing how to brainwash people to take COVID-19 shots and then become contact tracers once they've joined the cult. Oh, yeah. Wait till you see this. We'll be right back. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWars. Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad, and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. So, you've got major globalist corporations that have been able to buy control of the planet because they control the fiat currency that is being released out to everybody. And so they can condition and control other corporations and other companies, because if they don't follow the political and socioeconomic and cultural edicts of the ruling globalists, then they will have their money cut off and they will be punished. And so that's why you see the corporations and the NFL and the MBA and all of it lockstep in anti-Americanism, but saying communist China with millions in death camps is great. Because they're not liberals, they're authoritarians hiding their fascism, their communism, their dehumanization under neoliberal packaging. And Jay Dyer, who's a great author and researcher, hosted an hour of the show last week. I didn't have time to watch it until this morning. I watched it. And I knew a lot of the stuff he was covering from previous books that the globalists had put out, Zygmunt Brzezinski and many others. But he was reading books by the head of the Davos Group, passages about we'll use a global crisis, probably a virus, to lock down the whole economy and train people to go to a post-human economy, and then once humans are obsolete, we can just sterilize everybody, and you know the human species is bad and merge with machines. But just to see the head of the Davos Group saying that, when I already knew that was their plan, and then to see the Wall Street Journal a month ago dreaming of the post-human future, dreaming of a world without humans, NBC headline, on the top of the website, the front page of the Wall Street Journal, the front page of NBC News, dreaming of the end of humanity, the post-human world, and the book Shaping the Future of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, Klaus Schwab. I've got to read it because he was reading quotes of it, and it's the same stuff I've heard over and over again, but he was being absolutely direct about it's our job to save the planet and get rid of all humans. I mean, you might as well have aliens land and talk like this. And you're reading the public Bilderberg group, and what they want to do, they do. And so we're looking at the Minneapolis police saying, we can't protect you, submit to criminals, hand everything over. And we look at the Minnesota Attorney General saying, if you get raped, don't call the police. And you go, this doesn't make sense. Because they're taking everything away. They're getting you used to outrage. Satanic idols put up at your churches. Your churches are closed. But the communists can rampage and attack the police. It's not that the old system's perfect. It's that it's pro-human and we built it. The globalists might as well be aliens, folks. They're so anti-human. And what they're building is just absolute pure evil. So I'm not helpless. You know, I've told my wife, I've told the crew. I've said sometimes if you're in an emergency, you can only order something from Amazon. You can do it. But I said you can almost always find it somewhere else for the same price or a little bit more. And I said, you understand Amazon's a strategically developed global operation that to destroy even Walmart, not just mom and pops, and consolidate total power and control. Like Apple is the symbol of an apple being bitten, you know, in the Garden of Eden. Well, their symbol's a devil tail. By their fruits that you will know them. And see, it's Stockholm syndrome to love it and think it's your friend and to go along with it when all it's doing is creating a post-human world. And that's why we're taught to hate ourselves. It's why we're taught that America sucks. It's why you're taught that humans are bad. So an evil group of people will have you just basically commit cultural suicide and stand down so they rule you, so they can get rid of you. They're saying the future doesn't need us in Wired Magazine and how the elite planned to get rid of us 21 years ago, and I made a big deal out of that. Bill Joy, owner of Sun Microsystems, went to a meeting of billionaires, the top of tech, and he said, after a two-day summit, we decided we're going to kill everybody. We're going to set up a world government, have robots take over, self-driving cars, poison everybody, and then wipe your asses out. Because we're not going to let you just party on some mythical cruise ship. That's one of his quotes in an interview, and then they made the movie WALL-E, and we're all these fat creatures living on galactic cruise ships. They're like, that's not happening. You're dead. Well, guess what? I look at Eric Schmidt and Sundar Pichai and Bill Gates and Fauci, and I say, you know what? You're saying I'm not essential? You're saying I need to die? How about you walk the plank first? And, of course, these are lying criminals that get up there and get in our face. Because they're part of the selfish eugenics class, and they're the worst people on earth. They're the ones that need to go first. Put your money where your mouth is. You designed the whole world to make us Wally creatures, where everything's delivered to us and where we can lay down if we've got enough money. Everybody else is made obsolete and is fighting for their lives. Then there's a collapse of civilizations, a giant human civil war directed by AI as they destroy our infrastructure and make it where who's left has to sign on with the globalists to wipe out everybody just to save themselves. I've got the psychology figured out, and then I read their books, and they say that. They're going to put us into a position, those of us that are productive and are successful, of having to serve the New World Order and help wipe all of you out. Now, I've told you I'm not going to be part of that, and I could have already joined them. They tried to get me to join the Kissinger Group on record. But you are being killed, and I've signed on to not be with these people because they're so creepy, and they're obviously the losers, but those of you out there joking about this show that think it's entertainment, you're fools, and you better go read what the elite are saying, because what they said they do 40 years ago is in place, and what they said they do 20 years ago is almost in place, and they're accelerating their program. President Trump tweeted this out. He said he actually agrees with this too much. Income disparity. Changes must be made soon. Trump is trying to fix the income disparity. Under liberal globalism, again, we've gone to the income disparity being hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times worse than it was. It's thousands of times. It's insane. We did the math one time. It's like 0.00000000024 have 70% of the wealth through fraud. It's not 1%'s got 80%. And they don't want you to even have an economy. And they say they want a post-human economy while they fund, oh, we love the brown people, oh, white people are bad. All they're doing is getting rid of the West and high incomes and a middle class so that the third world doesn't aspire to that. They've got to dynamite the first world so that the third world doesn't aspire to it, while the globalists build armored breakaway city-state fortresses that they live in that they're going to direct their robot exterminations of us from. And I'm not going to sit here and be part of it. I declare war on them. They will pay. And humanity is coming through. And we, one day, black, brown, white, of every color with red blood, will sit around that table together after we've defeated the globalists and after we've repented for our evil. And we will move forward with incredible technology and life extension and strength and systems built and designed to make us competitive, but altruistic and chivalrous and open and strong, and we will all rise together. But the idea that, oh, somebody can't rise more at a sport or in music or something, that hurts you, you've got to be lowered to make them higher, that's the most satanic thought ever. They promise, oh, computers will make everything fair and choose what job you've got and what you'll do. All of it is a lie. They're delivering you poverty and death and destruction. And we'll show you the numbers that as you get poor and as you lose your job, all of the liberal billionaires, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, all of them have made more money in the last year than they made in the last 20. They are decimating everybody. They are wrecking everything. They are annihilating it. And they're keeping you from all the technologies that our mind invented and that we developed. Yeah, these people are not noble humans that will be accepted by the gods of the plain of Elysium. They're the opposite. They've been chosen for another place. If we want Elysium, we have to build it, and we have to support human development. And be honest about the world and face the globalists eye to eye and say, we know who you are. We know you want us to die. We got a better idea. How about you die?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day.
that we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Of this evil takeover, this hijacking of civilization, are so arrogant they publicly write books and white papers detailing every aspect of what we face. And the good news is, we talked about this decades before it manifested, because it was behind the curtain, and now that it's out in the open, people are going, wait a minute, they're going back 10 years ago, 20 years ago, a year ago, and going, Jones said exactly what they're now saying on the news, and people are matching up all over the internet, word for word, what I said 5 years ago, 10 years ago, with things being said today by top globalist politicians. They're going, how did Jones know this? He's a prophet. He's a clairvoyant. Well, I do have the touch, and all of us do, but I am extremely psychic, but that's not what does this. It's knowing what to research and understanding who the globalists are. And the richest people in the world are setting up a world government and building a world where they're going to tear out the infrastructure for humans. And they're saying we're parasites. We've got to be gotten rid of. And they're going to merge with machines. And now it's on the cover of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and NBC News. What are we going to do? And now they release the virus. And they shut the economy down. And they're coming with forced inoculations. I am not a victim. I am not going to grovel to my enslavers. The famous Native American, I forget who said it. The name, maybe you guys can search this and his name will come up. But I remember the saying. It's that leadership is submitting to duty, not leadership is submission to duty, not about the heights of power. Because once you get real power, you find out there's a bunch of evil people want it. And they're trying to get everybody to join them to carry out the evil operation. And you're like, I don't even want this power. I'm going to be around you people. There it is. Gordon Tootsie. Leadership is about submission to duty, not elevation to power. There you go. And that's exactly the truest thing you'll ever hear. It's about submission to duty. It's not about elevation to power. Let me tell you, the people that have elevated themselves and it's all about them, they're the most selfish, evil, creepy people you'd ever be around. And that's the thing. They can look at our fallen state and play like they're gods. The Bible tells us we're fallen. But the ones telling us we're fallen and to roll over and climb into our graves and dig our own graves are the very worst of us. No, no, no. I will be born again by Christ and the Holy Spirit that's given me the discernment. I know it's real. And I know that Spirit makes me feel good and teaches me how to live and makes me strong, way stronger than you. So despite the fact you've stolen all the money and have control over everything, you fear me because you know I have the Spirit of Christ in me, as many others do. And you know I know who you are. And you think by extinguishing our light, you will somehow then be God. You will never be God because you've not recognized real God and gotten on your knees. Your attempts to destroy humanity, are you digging your graves? We're not digging our own graves. You're digging your graves. All right, let's get into it. If you don't know what Stockholm Syndrome is, every time I print this stuff, I want to read it. I never get around to it, but let's just do this. Here's a few minutes of the Business Insider Report. It's on Infowars.com. Trump tweeted it out. With 40 million Americans filed for unemployment during the coronavirus scamdemic, billionaires saw their net worth increase by $500 billion, and they're the ones financing race riots and crap because it's a sick joke rearguard action for them. Because once they get rid of your grassroots economy, you'll be dependent on them, and that's what they want, domestication for extermination. Not domestication to have peace. They always say, oh, we got to have world government to stop disruptive technologies and plagues getting out. So they release the plague. And they even say they'll do that. Gates says, oh, this is just a drill. Terrorists are going to release the real one soon. And he starts laughing. Gates, if you think you're going to get away with releasing a bioweapon thing again. Of course, Hitler just wanted to kill everybody, too. He meant to lose, by the way. He hated the German people and at the end said that. That's what Hitler actually said. So, see, Gates intends to probably die carrying this out. You say to Gates, hey, you know, people are going to stand up to you. Yeah, I know. Not before I've killed all you, though. You see. But he's to get you in order under his scientific dictatorship and the UN so that you'll be in his paradigm so he can control you as he takes us down. Because he is a demonically controlled entity, not a human. He's an avatar jacked in from the worst stuff in the galaxy. All right, let's go ahead and roll this enemy consolidating our economy and wrecking us. And as we go bankrupt and as we lose our houses and as our business is shut down, their business is essential and their business stays open. They are essential. We're not. They live. We sleep. Here it is.
This is the unemployment rate during the COVID-19 pandemic. And this is Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos' net worth during that same time span. From March to June 2020, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos saw his wealth rise by an estimated $48 billion. The founder of the video conferencing platform Zoom grew his nest egg by over $2.5 billion. And former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer's net worth increased by $15.7 billion. These kinds of examples might lead you to think that when billionaires profit during a crisis, it's just a matter of right place, right time. Well, that's not false, but it's not entirely true either. Casino magnate Sheldon Adelson saw his wealth increase by $5 billion. While Elon Musk saw an increase of $17.2 billion. When you add up the numbers, billionaires in the United States have increased their total net worth $637 billion during the COVID-19 pandemic so far. At the same time, more than 40 million Americans filed for unemployment. With tens of millions of Americans out of a paycheck, and the stock market plummeting by 37% in March, how is it that the rich have continued getting richer? This isn't the first time billionaires have seen gains, while a large portion of Americans were feeling losses. When the housing bubble burst in 2007...
All right, so they walk through the fact that with trillions being thrown into the stock market by the Federal Reserve to prop it up, they're the ones that actually become the beneficiaries and get it. But that's only part of it. Their businesses are essential. Your businesses aren't. Particularly with Bezos and Apple and others. Not so much with Musk. I'm not defending Musk. But he had some of his factories shut down in California. But again, ladies and gentlemen, your little restaurant isn't essential, but the big one is. And it's about them telling you when you're essential and when you aren't. It's incredibly dangerous. All right, I'm going to start the next hour, and I'm going to get into the most important news yet that I haven't gotten into, and that's the forced inoculation news, the UN. They're now officially saying exactly how they're going to carry all this out and actually have set up university studies on how to brainwash the public. They actually say how to manipulate us psychologically to go under all of this, and it's just the absolute line in the sand. And then they admit, by the way, the vaccine hurts 100% of people that take it. Well, I've never heard them be honest before. 20% have to be hospitalized. Gates admits it. And they're going to have indemnity from being hurt, and it doesn't even give you immunity for more than like a month. So he says you got to get 5 shots a year if you're an adult, 2 if you're a kid. Folks, this is DNA vaccine. They are jacking with your cells inside. They're not teaching your cells how to kick somebody's ass. You know, imagine if you could watch like a fight tape. You're a boxer and you can watch the guy you're about to fight watch his last 10 fights. That's kind of like your immune system gets a preview to watching fight tapes or football, clips of the team you're about to play. I remember when I was playing football, I'm that good in high school, but they make us sit there and watch the tapes of what the other team's going to do. And so that's what learned immunity is, and it still causes problems. Because you're not really watching a tape. You're actually out on the field. When they inject that in you, you can actually get hurt. So it's like another game. They tell you they're playing you a fight tape. They tell you they're playing you a football game tape. But really, you're actually on the field. So there's your analogy going from analogy to reality. But now they go, oh, no. We're going to go into your cell nuclei, and we're going to make your cell produce a protein that blocks the receptor of this thing. But we don't know what else it's going to do. And people are getting real sick. Some are dying, and boy, they're covering it up. But imagine what the long-term effects are. Yeah, this is sterilization. They've been caught doing secret experimentation with vaccines before. And again, there's a certain point where they can't hide it anymore. Don't forget, there's all these medical doctors, all these scientists, like the press conference they had this week, that Bill Gates, who isn't a doctor, he had it banned. Fauci agreed on national news that it should have been banned. Because doctors said we're having great results with hydroxychloroquine, which is what the studies show. But Gates paid for a fake study to say it didn't work. That study got removed, but it doesn't matter. The UN uses that study to say that you can't have doctors on TV on their own press conference on Breitbart or InfoWars. Well, guess what? All those banned interviews are at banned.video. Banned.video. Don't just go watch them yourself. Go get a big list of them and send them to friends and family and say, here's the videos of the banned doctors you're not supposed to see. Decide for yourself. Hour two.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.